We're looking today at a well-known event in Jesus' life, and it's one of those memorable events in the work of John the Baptist. John the Baptist baptized many people, but when he baptized Jesus Christ, that was a truly unique event. And we're going to read about that today in Luke chapter 3, beginning in verse 21. Here the Bible says, "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." Matthew records this event, so does Mark, and so does John. Now each one of them will give details that are different. And here in the book of Luke, we find that Luke tells us some things that we don't read in Matthew and Mark and John. Now you notice that as Luke describes this event in verse 21, that he points out that Jesus was baptized at the same time as other people were baptized. He says, when all the people were baptized, Jesus also was baptized. So John the Baptist did not pull Jesus aside and get him by himself and baptize him. John the Baptist baptized Jesus alongside of other people. Now that means that other people saw Jesus being baptized. Other people watched. Now that's going to be important for us to remember just a little while later, because we're going to tie that in with a verse that talks about Jesus' baptism. But for right now, I just want you to picture this in your mind. Don't just picture in your mind Jesus and John the Baptist being in the Jordan River and John the Baptist baptizing him. Try to see in your mind those people that are there, perhaps some of them in the water and others on the shore, and they're watching Jesus as he was baptized. And we'll get back to that in just a few minutes. Now there's a detail also that Luke brings out here that you won't read anywhere else, and that is that after Jesus was baptized, he was praying. Look at verse 21 again. "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying." So Jesus was praying on this occasion. Now when this happened, the Bible says the heaven was opened and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. Now that also answers a question that I've heard people raise. And that question is this: does the Bible mean that the Holy Ghost simply came down like a dove would descend, and so it's just talking about the action or the direction? Or does the Bible say that there was an appearance, that there was a shape, that there was a form of a dove? And Luke answers that question, because in verse 22, he does not simply say that the Holy Spirit descended like a dove would descend. He says that the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. So yes, there was the appearance of a dove, something like that, when the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus. And then, of course, the voice came from heaven, and that's God, which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." Now, many people have pointed out what I'm about to suggest to you here. And that is, when Jesus was baptized, we have all three members of the Trinity shown. We have Jesus Christ, the Son, who's being baptized. We have the Holy Spirit descending upon him in the bodily shape of a dove. And we have the Father in heaven who says, "This is my beloved Son." So we have God the Father, we have God the Son, and we have God the Holy Spirit, all three involved in this situation in Luke chapter 3. Now there's one other thing in this context. Before we go back to Matthew's account in Matthew chapter 3, I want you to notice one other thing that Luke records that you'll find nowhere else in the Bible. And that is in Luke chapter 3, verse 23. The Bible here tells us how old Jesus was when he was baptized. In Luke 3, verse 23, "And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age." Now again, you won't find that anywhere else in the whole Bible. Luke records some things about this that nobody else does. So it's interesting when you look at the book of Luke and you compare what you read there with Matthew and Mark and John, that God, in His infinite wisdom, has given us these four accounts of Jesus' life, and each one of the four stresses certain things about Jesus and about who He was and what He did. Now, with that in mind, let's go back to Matthew chapter 3. And we're going to see here Matthew's account of Jesus' baptism, because Matthew records some things that are quite interesting. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible says, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" Now, when John the Baptist asked this question here, there are some interesting things that he indicates. First of all, he says, "I have need to be baptized of you." In other words, he's shocked, he's surprised that Jesus would be baptized of him, because John the Baptist said, "Well, if anybody's going to be baptized, I need to be baptized by you." Now, this is the only time that I know of in the Bible where John the Baptist talked about his need to be baptized. The Bible never says that John the Baptist was baptized. We don't know. It just does not say. It doesn't tell us that he was baptized. It doesn't say that he was not baptized. We just do not know that. We do know this, that at some point, as you trace it back, that somebody would have had to have started the process. And it seems like that the reasonable answer would be that John the Baptist was the one that started that. But at any rate, you're going to have somebody who started baptizing. And that individual who actually started that would have had to have been an unbaptized person himself. So that's an interesting side question to what we're talking about here. But it's one of those questions, like many others, for which we have no definite answer because God just has not explained it to us. But in verse 14, he says, "I have need to be baptized of you, and you come to me." So Jesus was coming to be baptized, and John the Baptist knew that Jesus did not have any sins to be forgiven of. Now remember that John the Baptist is baptizing people for the remission of their sins. Well, when Jesus came and Jesus did not have any sins, John said, "Well, what need is there to baptize you?" So John the Baptist saw no need in baptizing a person who didn't have any sins. So why then was Jesus baptized? Why is he coming to John the Baptist to be baptized by him? Well, the answer is in verse 15. "And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now." In other words, allow this to happen. Permit this to take place. Go ahead and do it. Suffer it to be so now. "For thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness." Now there is Jesus' answer to the question. He says that this is to be done, that Jesus is to be baptized, he says, to fulfill all righteousness. Now righteousness goes back to the law of God. It goes back to the commandments of God. And Jesus says that he's being baptized to fulfill all righteousness. So he's not baptized for the remission of sins, but this was an important event. It was when the Holy Spirit came upon him, and it's also when God made this statement from heaven that this is his beloved Son. So John the Baptist went ahead and he baptized Jesus. He suffered him in verse 15, and the Bible says in verses 16 and 17, of course, that when he was baptized, he came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended, as we read in Luke's account. So how could it be that Jesus was baptized for a different reason than these other people were baptized? Well, maybe this illustration will help. Maybe this is a parallel to what we're looking at here in the baptism of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 through 27, Jesus talks about the temple tax. You see, this temple tax was something that the law of Moses required of the Jews. But Jesus shows in Matthew chapter 17 that he really was not obligated to pay that temple tax because of his position as the Son of God himself. But he said, "Lest we offend them, I will go ahead and I will pay this temple tax." Now that's Matthew 17, 24 through 27. So Jesus paid the temple tax even though it did not apply to him like it applied to the rest of those Jews. Now I believe that that's an illustration of what we're looking at here in the baptism of Jesus. Jesus was not baptized for the remission of sins like these Jews were. but he was baptized in order to fulfill all righteousness. And just think of what would have happened if Jesus was not baptized. Think of what people would have said if Jesus had never been baptized. They probably would have said, well, he wasn't baptized, why do I need to be baptized? And that would have been a stumbling block, that would have been a hindrance to some of those Jews. So Jesus said, in order to fulfill all righteousness, I want you to baptize me. But there's one other passage that I want us to look at today because this is very important. It's found in John chapter 1. And this tells us another reason why Jesus was baptized. John chapter 1, and I want you to notice what the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Now notice what he just said here in verse 31. John the Baptist said, that he should be made manifest to Israel, that's why I am come baptizing with water. Now why did you baptize John? And why did you baptize Jesus Christ especially? So that he would be made manifest. So that he would be made known. So that Jesus would be made known publicly to Israel in a very special way. That is one of the reasons why Jesus was baptized. Now that's why you had the other people there. That's why John the Baptist did not baptize Jesus privately. And in John chapter 1 verse 31... you have an important reason as to the question, why was Jesus baptized? Well, I hope that what we've studied today has helped you in some way, and I want to urge you to go back and to reread these passages and study them even more. Thank you for listening today, and we want to wish you a great rest of the day.